You're watching FloorDaily.net. We're at Surfaces 2016, and I'm in the Crossville space with Greg Mather, who's the president. How you doing, Greg?
Doing real good. How are you, Kemp?
First time I've interviewed you. It's great to have you on camera with us here.
Yeah.
You've been at Crossville not quite a year, right?
Right. April of last year is when I started.
Yeah, and you take the role as president, which means John Smith is retired, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have an Owens Corning background and Kimberly Clark marketing background, right?
I do. So John had a manufacturing background, and he brought a lot to us manufacturing-wise, and my background is much more in the commercial marketing area, both brand marketing at Kimberly Clark and then running one of the insulation divisions at Owens Corning.
Well, I know Tim Kern, and he must have thought a lot about you to bring you in as the president. As most people know, Crossville is a privately held company. The Kern family owns it out of Chicago, and you're the first company to be a porcelain manufacturer in the United States,
right.
And you do very well with about 80% of your product going into the commercial business, right?
That's correct. So we do skew more towards the commercial side, although we do think that we are a pretty good player on the residential side as well. And the fact that we've been around for a long time has really, we've built up a lot of trust with the industry, with the trade, and they have confidence that we're going to do things the right way for them.
Actually, you know, this show is thought of as being so much of a residential show, but you come every year because I think you offer a look that it's hard to find somewhere else, right?
We do. We've got a wide assortment of looks and styles, and a lot of them are very applicable to residential, clearly. And this year we've made some progress in that channel, and we've actually, with some of the new introductions that we've had, really penetrated farther in and are appealing more to homeowners and also designers who are designing for the homeowner in certain circumstances.
So what are some of your launches and key talking points and services this year?
Yeah, so we're standing right by it, but we have a product called Ocean Air this year, and it's really an updated stone porcelain look that really has the colors that are contemporary for today's market. So a lot of the light grays and the taupes that really kind of fit with the colors that are there in the market. The other thing that we continue to be excited about is our laminum product, which is our thin tile, primarily 3 millimeter that we use, the 1 meter by 3 meter. We've had really good market acceptance with that. We're training a significant number of contractors. We've got a lot of new styles this year, which are really hitting on the market. And we're excited about the growth to come on that product as well.
Yeah, let's key in on laminum in a minute. That is that what they call large format, very thin product. You see it mostly on walls, but if you put it in right, you can use it on floors as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely you can. So they can be used both on floors and walls. We have had more acceptance, at least to this point, you know, on the wall side of things. But both ways it can be used.
And the benefit too, if it's a remodel project, you don't have to take up the old floor. You can put actually laminum down over an existing tile floor, right?
No, that's exactly right. And one of the biggest issues that happens with the reconstruction is when you pull the old tile out, all the dust that happens and all of the dust that stays for a long period of time. So you don't have to do the demolition. You don't have the disarray that goes with the de-install before the install. And it really makes a lot of sense for a lot of applications.
So Greg, you take over as president, and as you mentioned, the previous guy had more of a manufacturing-oriented focus. What are you going to do differently as far as a branding, marketing perspective with this company?
Yeah, we've really talked about wanting to be America's first choice of design-oriented solutions. So we're going to be very focused on the end user and the specifier. And what we've talked a lot about is really making sure that we're differentiated with our brand. And I believe that we have a significant amount of differentiation with the availability that we provide, the amount of trust that we have, and a lot of the designs that we bring forward. And then the second thing that we're going to be very focused on is speed to market. So speed on product innovation is really a big key initiative for us, as well as continuing to have industry-leading customer lead times. And we know that we need to get better and better as time goes forward in that space as well.
You know, when I first met you, we were at the covering show. This is your first Surfaces. What do you think of the show?
I think it's a great show. I think it shows a really wide array of solutions for flooring. And so for me, it's really a good area to really understand what's going on in the market, see some of the different trends, and also meet with a lot of our customers at the same time.
All right. What's your outlook for 2016? You feel good about where things are headed?
Yeah, we feel good. I mean, we feel good about the macros in the market, obviously the last week and how that manifests itself. You know, we're going to have to kind of play that forward a little bit. But we feel good about the macros, we feel good about our initiatives, and we feel good about the plans that we've built. So we feel like we're going to have a strong year to build on the good year that we had last year.
All right, Greg, good to be with you. Again, been talking to Greg Mather, who's the president of Crossville, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.